I said to the doctor that I had permission of Dr. Leon to take some pictures of the zombie, and he helped me to go about it. The bringer of flowers wheels her cart around the place, often running over toads that get in her way. She doesn't cause them much pain, but they resent it nonetheless. She copes. The bringer of flowers wheels her cart around the place, growing flowers by her own hand. In searching for her mother's garden, she found her own. She nurtures it. The bringer of flowers wheels her cart around the place. Sometimes she makes garlands, often of words, more often of flowers. She'll give these gifts to whom she likes, whether they want one or not. Sometimes they don't even know that they have one until it's perhaps taken away again by her. Why should she leave them to rot when there are so many eager folk who'd give up that which they cannot afford, simply to hold in their hand a single petal which she has grown? Her voice is as smooth as treacle, and the words she spills forth are just as sticky for the unwary. You cannot know this, of course, by just looking at her photograph. The camera might never lie, but it certainly does not hold a monopoly on truth. It makes no difference to see her in black and white or colour. She always frames herself the same. Her ever-lengthening locks, sun-bleached, peppered with grey, frame her moonly-shaped face. Its crescents wax and wane with the season within which she lives each moment of life, fully. We see nothing of her which she does not want us to see. Sometimes we feel betrayed by this, at other times relieved. Unsure that we could accept the responsibility for the truth that revelation might bring. The bringer of flowers is sometimes too beautiful to behold, at times as ugly as sin, and she isn't too afraid to show it. We, on the other hand, long for the pretty one. We long for the pretty one to come and tell us a tale, a nice tale, not a horrid tale, or an angry tale, or a frightening tale. No, what we so often want is a simple tale. A funny tale is even better. Look how we rock from side to side, elated. The bringer of flowers wheels her cart around the place, growing flowers by her own hand. In searching for her mother's garden, she found her own. She nurtures it. In searching for her mother's garden, she helped motherless children make their own gardens. Sometimes we love her for this, sometimes we hate her. More often than not, we simply get on with the painful process of living. We grow flowers by our own hand. Sometimes the bringer of flowers wheels her cart around to our own yard. We fill it with wild bunches of flowers grown by our own hand. She thanks us, not overmuch, then leaves us. We miss her. No photograph could ever show how much.